Operation Santa is back for another year, a program that originated in 2009, and we had a chance to talk to the co-chairs, Lillian Denton and Shirley Grayeyes. We'll start with Lillian and an explanation on what the program is all about.
So Operation Santa, we work with our community-based organizations. So these are our frontline organizations. Name them all, like Friendship Inn, Indian Métis Friendship Center, Saskatoon Public, Saskatoon Catholic Schools, Saskatoon Tribal Council Health, a whole number of organizations who work frontline with our community. And this is all referral based, so they know what families may need some help. It's about food security. It's not just about a gift. With the cost of living and higher inflation, sometimes it's tough to think of the holidays as a joyous time. Operation Santa comes in and we're just to bring a little bit of love and comfort and compassion to the families that might have been missed.
And you had some interesting personal stories too. This is a very personal thing too, isn't it, for you?
It is. Many of these families have no idea that they've been referred. They have a trust base already with their community-based organizations. So when, Santa shows up with the elves and, some of the stories are, I didn't think we were going to have a Christmas this year or a holiday or, I had to pay my rent. We know that the food banks right now are also seeing many, many, many more folks. So, the families that are touched, and it could be even the unhoused. So for them, they're not getting a hamper. It would be something more based on their needs. Could be a backpack with blankets and socks and basic essentials that they need that they can carry on them. So that's what's different. We look at every individual family group. And again, like Shirley said, families could be 16 people. It could be one person.
And how do people get involved? How can you show your support for this program?
You can check out our website, Operation Santa. We'll have a Facebook page as well. And so I'd encourage other organizations, like SIGA stepped up as a sponsor, and other organizations to, if you have the means, instead of a gift exchange, maybe consider adopting a family. As an individual or as families, consider adopting a family this year and contact Operation Santa. Or if you can volunteer your time to help wrap gifts and put hampers together, we're looking for that as well.
And co-chair Shirley Grayeyes said there was an interesting moment when they realized what this program really had to be about.
So we started talking, and then it came out it wasn't about Christmas. It was about that food security needed over those holidays, because children aren't in schools. They don't have the food programs. Families, the food bank is overwhelmed. All these other places are overwhelmed. So we said, how can we come together and provide them some support through the holiday season and as we move forward and build this program beyond, like at Easter, through the summer, like at those times when there's no access to food for some of the kids. And so that's kind of how this came to be. And then all the community organizations just came together and we've been working together to try and make sure that this happens. And so last year we did the 548 families, 2,480 gifts, gift cards, hundreds of hours of volunteers, hundreds of hours of organizing. And so this year it's even bigger. Our target is 750 families, whatever gifts that amounts to, we don't know. And one of the questions asked to me last year from one of our groups was, well, we only have one person in the family. Is that even a family? I said, absolutely. I said, if you were on your own, you had nobody, are you still a family? She goes, well, I think so. I said, you're absolutely. You matter just as much as that family of two or three or four, or the family of 16. And they said, well, 16. We said, well, it could be cook'em or aunties or uncles, and it could be just all adults. That's still a family, and we're still going to support them, regardless of the children in the home or not. So that's kind of how this has come together. It's just recognizing that we're all people, and we all matter, and we all need to be respectful of one another.
And you also have some personal stories, because you don't just co-chair this, you get involved.
I do. I'm, as you can tell, I'm very passionate about this. So what we've asked is, although we don't get to go deliver, we ask them to share their stories back. And I shared one just a little bit ago of one of the families. It was a single mom with a couple kids, and she used her family allowance that came in early in December, and her assistance or her support check, whether it be student or whatever it is, I'm not sure. And she had sat her children down and said, we've got a home now, a place to live, but we won't be celebrating Christmas. 2 days later, one of the organizations showed up at their door. with a bunch of gifts, food hamper, gift cards and everything. And she said they literally broke down and they were so overwhelmed by just somebody giving to them for no reason and respecting them as humans and saying they just recognize the need. And so those are the kind of stories to me that make me want to keep going forward. Every single story like that touches a place in my heart because I come from a place that had that need at one point in my life as well. So I just want to give back. And if I give back behind the scenes, that's perfectly fine with me. I want those people that are comfortable and know the clients that they're working with, do the deliveries, be out there, be the ones that are in contact. And just knowing that gives me satisfaction.
How can the average person help out?
You can adopt a family if at all. If you can't or you're financially not able to, come and volunteer. Give a little bit of your time. We can pick you up. We can drop you off. We can assist you in any way. If you're a larger corporation and you're able to provide some financial assistance, whether it be $5, $500, $5,000 or whatever it happens to be, please do so. Just contact our office and we can help you.